You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one. A mayor in a Belgian town has now admitted to local residents that he did not intentionally set out to make this year's Christmas decorations appear to look like penises. However, we're sorry.
We're so sorry.
We're sorry. A Belgish, freshly shorn scrotum.
Nothing like it.
The Belgish. New Christmas lights. New Christmas lights using the colors of the city were recently installed in the a Belgian province, the province of West Flanders, and several boroughs around it. So the deal is this: they're phallic, they're cylindrical, and then
they are.
Imagine a white shaft, mm-hmm. and then you get to the top, and suddenly it becomes blue and it's bulbous. And they kind of look wang. They're wang-like.
It's on the Rumble wang-like. In the Morning Facebook page, yeah, if you want to see it.
You be the judge. I mean, they're not overtly, but let's just say somebody puts two basketballs up next to that, you're going to have a photo opportunity of a lifetime. I'll just say it, as they say. The mayor said... Oh.
It's worse than I was imagining.
Is it?
That's pretty great.
Well, when you get up to the helmet area.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like you really demarked that by changing the shape and making it another color.
Yep.
Yeah.
It
was a little weird.
Yeah. Sure, that's not on purpose. Right. Yeah.
It's the mayor said that the decorations, which consist of a long white shaft with a bulbous blue tip, didn't really look so phallic to him until they actually turned the lights on.
Yeah, well, it's probably not gonna until you turn when you turn the lights on, it lights it all up.
Yeah, when it was just those cages, so to speak. Yeah, frames that they.
I hate putting a cage on my Christmas lights.
Yeah, I hate wearing a cage to work like that.
Yeah, it's really rough.
Been 10 days or so since
tender caused a lot of change.
Very. I only realized it when they were illuminated, but we have to see the humor in this. The decorations were designed by the council's technical department as part of a long-term plan for the area. That also includes illuminated pyramids.
Harumph?
Harumph, I say. The Belgish. Yeah. We chose the city's colors. We put the blue tip on top because we thought that having a flame on top was cliche. Because apparently they're supposed to represent candles, like holiday candles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because flames are cliche on candles.
Yeah.
And blue.
Duh.
Yeah.
But required.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. Candles need flames.
Kind of how you know, baby.
The mayor added, let's just say we have the country's most talked about Christmas lights this year. Okay,
you
I'll go with that.
You do.
Yeah. Yes, the Belgish. And that, my friends, is item number one.
Item number two comes to us from Illinois.
Yeah.
Where an 81-year-old guy, a former Marine, used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to beat off three burglars.
What?
I'm very uncomfortable with your language.
He hit them until they went away.
Okay. All right.
Very weird for a minute there, but okay, now I get it.
He delivered one a thump in the head for his trouble. That's what the report says.
A thump in the head. I'll thank you kindly.
Here's what happened. Dan and Barbara Donovan said that a guy in a reflective vest and mask knocked on their door. He claimed to be a utility worker. He said he needed to check their fuse box due to a recent fire in the area.
Okay.
So Barbara said while they were in the basement with the man who was looking at their electric circuit panel, she heard squeaking floorboards above her head and realized somebody was walking around up there.
Oh, wow. So this is all a big distraction.
Yep. She said, I yelled, Danny, somebody's in our bedroom.
Yeah.
She bound up the steps, as 80-something-year-olds
do. You never know, man.
Danny followed, and so did the so-called utility worker. When the couple reached the main floor, they found two other men inside, one holding a pillowcase from their bedroom. As when 81-year-old Dan chased the three men, grabbed his grandfather's shillelagh, he said, I was trying to find a persuasive weapon. So I picked up the Irish shillelagh, and that turned out to be the equalizer because I managed to chase them out of the house.
Those things are no joke, shillelaghs.
Oh, it's a club, yeah.
Yeah.
A club.
He said, I hit one of the men, the guy with the pillowcase in the back of the head. The man held on to the pillowcase, though, as he followed his two cohorts outside. But Danny, who was barefoot and, again, in his 80s, followed using the shillelagh to deliver blows to the windshield and rear window of the SUV the guys were driving. He said, quote, wow. Hopefully they got more than a headache and hopefully they pursue another occupation.
Nice. Good for him. That's awesome, dude.
Mess with the wrong shillelagh.
Absolutely right. Swinging that thing like he's Ted Williams.
Get him. Give him a tump on the head.
A tump. That's right. I'll tump you. Very good.
Oh, the quiet man. Tumper Tarnton.
All right. Finally, this. Let me get over here to this one. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Delicious.
Why is that so uncomfortable?
From England. Oh, this is so bad. A married physical education teacher was supposed to be chaperoning a school prom. Apparently, private school in England, still going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, she got drunk and began sat on some kid's lap and pulled her shirt up.
Hey, no, no.
So inappropriate.
Yeah. Wildly.
So ridiculously inappropriate, yes. The married physical education department person, Catherine Lake, Miss Lake, 44 years old, drank 8 glasses of wine.
That'll do it.
Whoa.
It's like Shelley at the VAB
Awards. Yeah, right?
Yeah. 8 glasses of wine, sat on one student's lap while his stunned friends were like, ah. She then pulled her top down and whipped him out while posing with 5 kids in a photo booth.
Enough.
You know, in case they wanted it in the yearbook this year.
Yeah, of course, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to get out the playthings now here in Phys Ed.
Well, health is part of Phys Ed.
Can either of you palm these? The teacher then went outside and had a cigarette with one of the kids.
Okay. Come on.
That's the cool teacher. It's the cool teacher, man.
There's nary a good decision to be found here.
She was so drunk she fell over while trying to sit on another kid's lap.
She couldn't even sit.
She apparently started drinking with some other teachers before the prom started. She said she's so drunk she couldn't remember. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was fired, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah. I see that one coming.
Yeah.
Unacceptable professional conduct.
What do you mean I'm fired? What happened? Well, we have these pictures.
Yeah, you're going to love it. The photo booth is fantastic.
That you posed for.
I don't know where it went, but something happened to the ladle in the punch bowl, and nobody's found it, seen it since yesterday. Have you?
I flashed my class once.
Did you really?
Yeah, and like I didn't.
Your whole class?
Yeah, and I didn't think that the teacher saw it, but then like I saw him see it, but he tried to like act like he didn't, and then just move on, and that none of that happened.
Yeah. Oh no, because as an adult, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm the one in charge. I'm not supposed to be. I'm just going to act like that didn't happen.
Never happened. Never happened.
Yep.
It was nice of you to flash your whole class, though. Was there money involved?
Or? No, and there should have been, right?
Yeah. Like,
I don't know why I just did it, but...
That's you. That's my girl. Those 3 stories are true.
And stupid.
All right, that's why we call it.
Stupid news.